Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello there, Jen. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Thank you. So welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
And what have you got there? What have you got in your book and in your hands there? Lincoln and the Bardo by George Saunders.
Yeah, Lincoln and the Bardo. So George Saunders is a short story writer, and this is his first novel from writing nine short story books. So he's pretty prolific. He's well known, but people have been very excited about the full chunky size. So when I first read the synopsis, I thought it actually sounded a bit boring. It's set in 1862.
Boring times.
Civil War.
Boring war.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, him again.
But it's not. It's so exciting. So Abraham Lincoln's, this is true facts, Abraham Lincoln's son Willie died when he was very young, and he was put in this mausoleum, and Abraham Lincoln would go and visit his body. So the book is set in the cemetery, and Willie Lincoln, he is caught in the Bardo, which is, you know, the realm between life and death.
I don't know, but yeah. Now I do, yeah. Yes.
And he is stuck there with a lot of other ghosts who are also stuck in the Bardo.
You're not talking about the Buddhist concept of like an intermediate or transitional state between life and death, are you?
Yeah, that Bardo. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And so children should not be there. So the ghosts are trying to convince Willie to go on, but he wants to stay because his dad keeps on visiting
the other ghosts?
The other ghosts. They're
the ones who are telling him to move on?
Yeah, so there's all these ghosts. So the story is set with mostly dead people.
Obviously they're not children.
No, no.
They're just like usher ghosts.
They're usher ghosts. They're very funny and witty and hilarious but sad. And so this is what the story's about. It's set in the cemetery and you find out about what's happening. He's so clever. He's such a clever writer. And the structure of it is kind of like a play, which could put people off. But it's really, I think, easy to digest, interesting. He's a clever clogs. I think it really... His approach to fiction really just puts such a fresh approach that you're reading it in a way that you've never read fiction before. Kind of like this author called Ellie Smith. You're like, yes, give me more of this. I haven't read anything like this before, so that's really exciting. The best
you
thing
you wonder if that sort of talent is it just is. It's a gift more than a generated, you know, the talent that when you read that sort of, you sort of go, are you when you meet them, you think they might be 9 foot tall from another planet or something like that, or they may have some sort of sparkle in the eye I've never seen from anyone else, you know. But
and he makes it look seem so easy, you know. It would have been really hard. But the best thing is, you can go and see if he's 9 foot tall, because he's coming to Auckland
what?
This weekend.
This weekend?
For the Auckland Writers Festival.
What?
Yeah. So, he's part of the whole thing. I think one of the most exciting authors to see this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And where does he hail from?
He's from America.
Imagine if you write a book about Abe Lincoln, you're probably American.
Yeah, lives in New York. Also, I haven't listened to it yet, but I would recommend checking out the audio book because it has 164 characters in it. And there's like amazing, David Sedaris, Miranda July, Susan Sarandon, Ben Stiller. He's called on all of his friends, Lena Dunham. All the people that were part of.
Oh, he's part of that crowd, is he?
Yeah.
Good times crowd.
I think he's as part of a, you know, it's good.
He's part of the good times crowd.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
How would you be able to, in an audiobook, do you hear them, wouldn't it? That many characters? Unless there was some sort of narration that would.
Well, I think while reading it, you imagining approaching this book, and if you were flicking through it, you would think, ugh. But actually, works.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
He just makes it work. And I think if someone just presents something to you that sounds complicated but is easy, that's a good thing.
Cool. And so once again, where will he be this upcoming weekend?
He is at the Altair Centre. His session is on at 12 p.m. $12.50 for students and up to $25 if you're not a student. But there's also, I recommend just hanging out at the Altair Centre all weekend. There's lots of free events. On Friday night, there's this like great poetry event where you're walking up and down High Street and there's poets going on at all the same time.
Ooh.
And I would also recommend Roxane Gay, who's on Sunday, and Chris Krauss on Saturday.
Roxane Gay and George Saunders, they're like two of the big draw cards for the Writers Festival this year, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Just just such exciting people to see. We, you know, they all come at once. We never really see them throughout the year, and you just got to take the weekend off and be down there.
And for people who aren't going to fall for any of that book fan nonsense, and they just want the guts on it, that book made the New York Times bestseller list in February, didn't it?
Yep.
So you know, if you need the proof, you need the justification, here it is.
Yep, that's right. And so it's $33, published at by Bloomsbury.
There you go. Boom. So the name of the book again is?
Lincoln and the Bardo.
By George Saunders. Yep. All right. Thank you very much, Jenna. Thank you so much indeed for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
That was Loose Reads.